Welcome back to Verity Ed, where parents are primary. Today, I will be revealing for the first time what we're using for third grade curriculum this year. So we are going to have fun. We're going to talk about third grade curriculum picks, so stay tuned all the way to the end. But first, make sure you have hit subscribe and the notification bell, because I'm going to follow up on this curriculum reveal with curriculum reviews all through the year, so you know and you can walk along with me and see how it actually goes. But first, I will reveal the plan. So third grade is definitely a transition year for us. I was trained using Mother of Divine Grace for my older kids, and I really do think like your curriculum choices train you. So now this is my fourth child going into third grade, and I really have been formed as a homeschooling mom by Laura Berquist and Mother of Divine Grace. So third grade is definitely a step up. We are really looking this year to achieve independent reading for pleasure. We have independent reading-ish at this point with this child, but it's definitely not just like pick up a book and go read it for fun. I'm working with a little bit of a late bloomer on the reading front here, which has happened before. We're still within the range of normal, which is quite wide, by the way. But I will be relying a lot on the continued phonics work, reading aloud in the fall, and Mother of Divine Grace will be my spine, because it has always gotten us through the emerging reading stage in the past, and I'm going to trust it. There will be a little bit of time intensiveness with this particular child, so my choices I'm about to tell you were definitely formed with that anticipation in mind. So what are we using for math? You can see an in-depth view of my math choices at my video here, or if you're listening on podcast, it is linked in the description. But third grade math this year, I'm going to continue using Abeka Arithmetic 3, which I just love, especially for boys at this level, because the workbooks are set up so that the child is not required to copy out every single problem. A lot of the problems are presented with just the right amount of space for them to do the work directly in the workbook. There's still things like color this or circle two-thirds of that, and that kind of setup for this age where they're still developing stamina in terms of their writing and their handwriting and their fine motor skills is just invaluable, because it frees the child's mind to be spending its energies on learning new material and really on memorizing those division and multiplication tables, which is so crucial in third grade. And again, to understand why I'm saying this about third grade and why those memorization tables are so necessary, definitely check out my How We Homeschool Math video and podcast. So that's math. What about science? Okay, we are going to push him a little in science, because I want to combine him with his sixth grade sister. So together they are going to be doing Memoria Press's Book of Insects, and we're going to do that over 15 weeks. Half of it we will do in the fall, because we live in New England, and by about November, there just aren't a lot of bugs around. So we'll do half of it in the early fall, and then we'll finish it up in the later spring when New England has thawed a little bit, and it's much more fun to try and study insects. And the rest of his science in the middle of the year will basically be books from the library. He's obsessed with the D.K. Smithsonian books, and I will link some examples of what he loves there. So lots of books on topics surrounding all areas of science, big survey, all of that from the library, and then animal husbandry, because as my followers know by now, yes, we run a mini Rex rabbitry. We meaning my sixth and eighth grade daughters. Everybody helps out, especially my third grader. So he'll get a lot of biology this year through the rabbits. And for a more in-depth view of how we approach science in general in the elementary years, you can see that video here or through the link in the description.
Yay.
All right, third grade. Another leap here is that we start to slowly introduce foreign language. And we've done it with my three older kids in that in third grade, we use the Latin and Greek roots flashcards. Again, it's I found these through Mother of Divine Grace, so thank you, Laura Berquist. We use the flashcards just to start to memorize the different roots of the English language. Very gentle, just 5 to 10 cards per week over the course of the year, reviewing all of them cyclically and working through that together. So nothing formal, nothing like a big fat workbook for foreign language. It's just rolled into memory work for us. So he'll be beginning those. Not a big developmental leap, but definitely a new topic to introduce into his homeschooling world. Here come language arts. And language arts, like I said, I'm going to still be relying a lot on Mother of Divine Grace's third grade language arts. We're going to follow their poetry memorization schedule, as I have done with his sisters before him. And he's been listening to these poems from his siblings for his whole entire life. So he already has kind of a base knowledge of where the poems go and the rhythms and some of the vocab. So it's gonna be kind of a softball toss, I'm anticipating for him. I'm probably going to substitute two or three of the poems just to map onto his history a little bit better, which I'll talk about next. But for the remainder of his language arts, we will be using primary language lessons following the Mother of Divine Grace schedule. And yes, the writing road to reading. And you can see my breakdown of that mammoth phonics program here. Or if you're listening on podcast, it is linked in the description below. Do not attempt it without a guide. So if you want to use writing road to reading and you want a breakdown, please shoot me an email. I'd be happy to meet with you. The first 20-minute consult is always free if you'd like to learn more about customizing it for your child. But he will be using that next year along with his sixth grade sister and just reviewing the phonics and applying them and marking up spelling list words with the rules. And now for history and literature. This year we are doing something new for history and literature because I really, really wanted to be able to combine multiple children in several subjects. So as with science, he is combining with his sixth grade sister to use Story of Civilization, Volume 2, The Medieval World. And I came across this when I was hired by TAN Academy to work on their curriculum development and as one of their academic coaches. So just a plug for TAN Academy, if you want to work with me, enroll and we can use Story of Civilization, Medieval World together all year. That would be fun. So he will be doing the narrations. The teacher's manual includes two narration prompts for each chapter. He will be doing one of them. His older sister will be doing both of them. And the way he'll be working his narrations this year is he will listen to the prompt, he will speak his narration to me, I will copy it down as I will write down as he's dictating it to me, and then he will go back and copy the paragraph and illustrate it. So he'll have a little journal that over the year he'll fill up with great stories from medieval history in his own words. He'll also be doing the memory work on the dates. He'll be memorizing dates. I'm going to select 22 dates this year for him to memorize from the program. His sister will memorize more. Again, she's in sixth grade. She can handle more. And he'll be doing the very simple map work because this particular child loves maps. He's like obsessed with them and drawing things on them and making up battles on them. So he'll be doing the maps this year along with European countries and capitals. And for his literature, we will be making up our own list of third grade, middle grammar stage level books that map onto history. We're already looking at using Castle by David Macaulay and Cathedral by the same, A Medieval Feast, Door in the Wall, Lives of the Saints, biographies to go along with the medieval world. We have a great Marco Polo book as well, which I should really drop a review on. So remind me, tech crew, to review the Marco Polo book. And Queen of the Sciences, we arrive at theology. What are we using for religion this year in third grade? We are going to follow Mother of Divine Grace's schedule for the Baltimore Catechism memorization. and the Bible history. So we will just be starting at the beginning and reading through a children's Bible, which I have not yet decided which one to use yet, because we did Golden, but stay tuned for that information. I'm looking at other children's Bibles, which are available at the Catholic Company, for which I have an affiliate link below. So if you're looking at children's Bibles, please consider using my affiliate link. All right, so following that plug, here we go with the bonus material. We have art and we have music. So for art this year, he is going to be participating with his sixth and eighth grade sisters in Ever Ancient, Ever New from Catholic Heritage Curricula. This is the same program that Tan Academy uses for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. And it is not designed for a third grader. So how am I going to integrate him into it? Well, his sisters will do the reading of the chapters, and he will join in for the art appreciation, looking at the pictures, and then doing some of the simpler projects and sketches and drawings in his own blank sketchbook. So he does not have a work pad from the program. He's not going to be as in-depth as them, but he can just join them once a week for the hands-on drawing activities in his own sketchbook. So that's my plan for art. For music, for a really in-depth view of how I approach music in the homeschool, you can see my video here or linked in the description below for the podcast listeners. But he's also going to continue with his piano. We've been working on piano with him one-on-one because I knew piano and my husband knows a little bit, so we're able to kind of draw him along. We might need to go a little more formal with instruction this year, so we'll see how that pans out, and we'll just continue to push on the pedal with his fine motor skills on the keyboard. So that is my plan for third grade, and as we all know, plans are made to be exploded or broken or slightly adjusted as the year goes on. So please make sure you have hit the notification bell, subscribe, hit the bell, and share this video so that we can all see how Erica's plan pans out over the course of the year. If you're interested, we'd be happy to have you join us in that adventure. And we will see you next time on Verity Ed.